Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, does age matter? Part 2. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but internationally in any country in the world. Imagine millions of shows, millions of listeners, thousands of shows. But it won't be long before there'll be millions of shows. You do know that radio is a powerful marketing tool, reaching out with frequency. Now get your pen and pad and write down the guest calling number, 347-637-3789. Let me give that to you again. 347-637-3789. And write down, come on, set the alarm for Friday, tomorrow morning, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time. I'm having on two icons in ironworking, two very powerful Goliaths that are going to share the microphone to tell you all about ironworking, when it started, how it started. It's awesome. You see, it's been a passion of mine to truly introduce all of you, to educate you to the other side of the coin of ironworkers. All you think of, oh, these testosterone, big, burly guys, you know, that are just going to punch you out if you look at them cross-eyed. No, they're teddy bears. They are teddy bears. And you know, without them, you wouldn't be climbing the stairs in a building. You wouldn't have the Freedom Tower. You would have nada. Now, write down tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Log on, Kathy Watson, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and then follow the directions on how to hear. But if you truly want to call in and listen and be in the queue to be on the air, it's the same guest calling number, 347-637-3789. Oh, it's a beautiful day in Chicago. Monday it was 82. No, Tuesday it was 82. Wednesday it was 62. And today we're supposed to go up to the 70s. But the sun is shining and the wind isn't too strong. It's okay. How does your palette look today? The canvas that you woke up to this morning, your clear canvas. You know, every morning you wake up to a clear canvas and you're the artist. You could paint, you could design, you could be the artist of your palette. How is your day going? Your mantra? Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. I forget who... Oh, he was motivational years and years and years ago. And he started to coach, to mentor his salesmen out in the field. I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And it could be my memory is getting better and better every day in every way. My body is getting better and better every day in every way. My balance is getting better and better every day in every way. You could intentionally build a better life. It's part of the law of the circulation. And it's a marvelous segue into intentionally building a better life. You can't do much of anything if age does matter. Oh, I'm too old. I'm not old enough. I'm too young. I'm not young enough. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, give it a rest. You can email me at Kathy Studio sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then you're going to log on to my web, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and don't forget the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare, even though Shakespeare was born in 1564. His works portray many of the same great themes found in today's great soul songs. James Brown and the Bard. Soul Songs in Shakespeare. Roger Plummer's voice is exquisite. No one in the world is doing it. Roger and I are. Our bags are packed. And we work with you. Oh, corporate, business, private entities, events. We'd love to not only entertain you, but to educate you to how dynamic Willie Shakes was. You know, he did marry a cougar. So, log down, click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right this very minute, right now. No costly equipment to purchase. You get the ebook, and if you call in today or email me to let me know that you listen to a specific show, I'll give you the ebook free. Seven decades in development and research. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, oh, I don't care. But get the book, and let's see if you could add to it. I think that would be neat. But I don't know anything about you until you get in touch with me. And then scroll down, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. None of us came in, the 14 of us, none of us came in with trust funds or the golden spoon in our mouth. We made it to the top the old-fashioned way. We earned it by working for it. And we put up with the trials and the tribulations. But we held the one thought. When we reach that mountaintop, it's going to be perfect. And I did it with honesty and integrity. Then scroll down. Or you could get that through, you could call me, and you could get a discount, 847-882-8717. Or log on to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. You won't be able to put the book down. It is awesome. And no, it's not a coffee table book. Mine is right where I could reach it. The minute someone is in an upset, I tell them to go to chapter, whatever it is, and read the story. And they're true stories. Circa 2014. And think of Barbara Hofmeister in Germany. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. Awe-inspiring. And what about Joan? Losing her eyesight at the age of 24, and she told it was hereditary, and there wasn't any cure for it. She wouldn't give in. She has her own business now in bodybuilding. And she's gorgeous. You'll want to read their stories. And then go down to the Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa, sitting at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro, in the viewing room in Amboseli in Kilaguni, taking the game trips early in the morning and 4 o'clock at night. I could live in Africa. You haven't lived until you have traversed the Maasai Mara and the Serengeti. And then we have, I was a contributing author in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. The ebook is available on the Elixir of Youth as an ebook and in hard copy. You get that through me, self-published. Choices through Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon.com. And 100 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, David Ricklin, Self-Growth. What story do you have to tell? What talent have you buried that you won't let surface because you don't have the confidence in you? And in yesterday's show, we talked about what you put out there is exactly what comes back to you. Now, I'm going to share with you a story, and this is a true story. And it's about your intention. You see, no matter what it is, it's going to come back at you. There's no debate. It will come back at you, either to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. And this story is true. What are your intentions today? To build a better world? To build a better you? Or to moan and groan about how you feel that life is passing you by? Now, in an old teaching story, a very wealthy man sought to put some of his many blessings into circulation. He knew of a local carpenter who was down on his luck and struggling to support his wife and five children. So he asked this man to stop by his office to meet about a special project. The wealthy gentleman explained that he wanted the carpenter to build a house that he would probably sell when complete. He also explained that he would be out of the country for about 6 months, checking on his many business interests around the world. The house would need to be fully built by the time he retired. Oh, the carpenter was elated and quickly accepted the job. I mean, who wouldn't? The two men agreed upon an expense budget for the materials, and the wealthy man wrote a check to cover those costs. The wealthy man departed on his travels, and the carpenter began building. However, from the very beginning, he had a scheme to trim costs and squeeze some hidden profit out of this job. So he cut corners everywhere he could, used the cheapest, most inferior materials, and hired inexperienced laborers and tradesmen. He insisted that they work as quickly as possible, since quality didn't matter as much as the savings he could make earned through hasty construction. He covered over many of the mistakes with lots of plaster and paint and finished the house just in time. Well, the wealthy man returned, the carpenter announced that he'd finished the job and handed over the keys. The wealthy man handed them back and explained that he had never really intended to sell the house. Instead, he was having it built as a gift for the carpenter and his family. Congratulations, he said to the carpenter. You and your family get to live in the house you built. What did you get out of that? What you put out there comes right back at you. You know, my father built our house that I grew up in. Neither rain, sleet, storm, hurricanes could budge that house. It wasn't a fancy house, but it was durable and it was strong. So we're all living our lives, aren't we, with from intention? And what's going? Thoughts are not just things; they are the cause of things. Can you imagine having to live in a house that were not built according to the specifics of the wealthy man? I mean, what would he say to the guy when the house starts to fall apart? What do you say when you've made a decision, when you know it isn't right, and that it may be harmful to someone else? How do you get out of it? And then how would he explain to the wealthy man that, well, he wanted to make more money, but it was at his expense? This is an incredible analogy on what you could be doing with your life if you change your thoughts. You don't have to change all of them all at once, but you can participate in building a better world. Oh, what breakthroughs, what barriers have been there that have been holding you back from being the very best you could possibly be? You're listening to Live with Kathy. And it's part two of, does your age really matter? Are you living your life according to someone else's dictates? How lame is that? Did you ever think of life as a road trip? Did you ever think of your life as time that you spent? Defines your life? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? And I want you to think of your life as a road trip, a wondrous adventure of discovery, good times, and meaningful experiences. In preparation for your trip of a lifetime, here are some practical questions to consider. Who's driving? Where are you going? And what are you taking with you? That's life. Are you still carrying old baggage? Yeah, you know, your buttons are, well, my buttons were pushed yesterday. And they came up and I handled it. Much of my past has been flushed down the proverbial toilet, but sometimes a button is pushed. Handle it, then let it go. So, America is so age conscious. I guess when you're 50, you're in God's waiting room. Do you ever listen to your inner voice? Or do you have the chicken chatter that I talked about yesterday? You, as the driver of your destiny, of your life, you're the captain. It could be a captain of your ship. It could be a car that you, I don't care. It's your life. You are the star performer. You're the star. Where are you going? Where do you have a desire to go? And how long is it going to take you to arrive at your intended destination? Are you on your true course? And age has everything to do with it. In my cover story, when you go to my website, And the cover story is there. I am passionate about changing the perception of aging, not only here in America, but globally. But when you're on that trip of finding your true destiny, is age going to be a barrier? Is your past going to be added luggage? Now, we want you to... You can't move forward if you're looking backward. And I told you how to resolve issues if you can't talk it out. Write a letter. Write everything that's coming from your heart. And then read it, and then burn it. Or if you want to, send it to the person or persons that are involved with you. You see, you could truly, truly discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now by adapting this procedure. 1, 2, 3. When I took my first cruise, I was going to take the whole wardrobe. And each day, I got rid of outfit after outfit after outfit. And being my first cruise, I entered a contest and I won. There are two things that you do when you're planning a cruise. Well, three things. Be sure that you're in agreement with whomever is going with you. Pack light. And no is not ever in your vocabulary. Never, never, never. And for goodness sake, could you leave the past behind? Now, you could press forward into the future with only those lessons from the past that empower you to be the best traveler you can be. And now, along with all of these lessons, remember to take the essentials of love, joy, optimism, faith, and gratitude. It doesn't matter how far you travel. It's your road trip. It's your cruise. You own it. And Mario, this is a Mario proverb. When you turn your face to the sun, the shadows fall behind you. How many are you living in the past? Remember, I think we covered that yesterday, once more with feelings. Your thought supplies the mold or pattern that turns unformed substance into form. Therefore, you can change the conditions and circumstances of your life by changing power to manifest when you give it dynamic energy. You can imbue your new thought with that fire in the belly desire to feel the reality of where you're going, what you are, and who are you? Who are you? When all around us things seem to be falling apart, what is actually happening is a process of renewal. Sometimes this process of renewal is so intense that it affects every area of our lives. Often it is initiated by a series of losses, shaking us at the deepest core living of our being. And for that reason, it can be painful, difficult time, especially so if we do not see the bigger picture of what it all means. Sidebar. When my button is pushed, I have a decision to make. Accept it for a little while, deal with it, and then release it. But you want to know what happens to me emotionally, physically? It weakens my body. So this morning, it was quite a challenge for me to go to the Hoffman Estates Park District to get on the elliptical and to let go, like I always do, and to see if I could start my process being solid, knowing who I am, what I am, and where am I going. It was magic. I was perfectly aligned. Before I realized how much control, I am the director of my life. It would have truly knocked my biorhythms off the wall. We all climb higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings. Are you unfolding? Are you learning? Oh, and Mother Teresa said to keep a lamp burning, we have to keep putting oil in it. Feel the perfection that is you. Know that you already know. Look in the mirror. Pick up the mirror. Look at yourself. And tell yourself how brilliantly talented you are. I whisper that to John William every chance I get. When he was just born, I whispered in his ear that you're brilliantly talented. You are a superstar. You're our love. And last month, I got a phone call from him that he made the National Honor Society. Thoughts are things. They are the creator of things. But you have to, you're steering, you're the artist. You have to make it happen. No one else can do it for you, do you hear me? No one else can do it for you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is Age Matter, Part 2. What matters is that you know that all of the shows are archived, and you can log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and listen to any of Z shows. Listen to them all. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. It's up to you. It is your choice. It's your life. Surely you don't want to live your life according to someone else. But I do like to quote many of the experts' sayings. Raymond Charles Barker, this incredible theologian, said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Bernard Kouchner, the prime minister in France, in 2008, said, I am going to bring romanticism into humanitarianism. He's in his 60s. He inspired me to go and write my cover story. I want to inspire you. Can you do that? You only have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be who you are and where you're meant to be. Are you a mover, shaker? Doesn't matter your age. Now is the time to step out of your comfort zone. Ditch the idea of living your life according to others. I've never been more serious about it. This is your life. This is Dutch the idea. There you go. How are you going to do that? Sure, you could call in 347 637-3789. And I shall be delighted to talk with you and dissect. Oh, by the way, before I continue on with the core of today's show and yesterday, did you know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven? Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of being on talk radio? I told you earlier, it's a strong marketing tool, reaching out with frequency. Or are you going to be one of these complacent individuals that says, oh, not now. But you see, I'm really too busy. Well, if only. No, none of that works. You know that. So don't even try it. And sorry, you can't blame God and you can't blame your mother and father. It's you. Pick up the mirror. Take a look at who's holding you back. Can you say, hello, you? Mm-hmm. I don't care how many upsets you've had. They're learning tools. How authentic are you today in living your life? Tomorrow is Friday, and you're going to get a paycheck, aren't you? And I learned early on in my career that the only one that you keep happy is the person who signs your paycheck. How much did you contribute to that paycheck of your involvement? 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%? I would gather that most people don't even give 50%. All they do is show up, make a good scene, and then take their money and split. I don't know, is that what? Is that what you want, a legacy? Is that how you're going to live your life and your legacy? Are you going to live your life according to others? Most people do, you know. Now, if you have an idea, you want to be a contributing author or write your own book, but you want the experience of being on the air, it is a 10-week introductory offer, low in the hundreds. You call me at 847-882-8717. And we talk about your idea. And let's see if it's a match, if it resonates. How is it going to serve people? Now, if you're expecting the floodgates to open because you've been on the air with me 40 times, oh, please take your money and spend it elsewhere. Don't bother me. Don't bore me. The success formula for anything is name recognition, repetition, 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 and exposure. Now, here's the good news. I invite you to co-host one of my shows with me. Of course I prep you. Now you have this great marketing tool because I told you the shows are archived. You email your database and simply say, you've got to listen to this. I was a guest on the Live with Kathy talk radio show heard in any country in the world. And then you're going to tweet yourself. No constructive criticism here. I don't believe in that. Oh, my. I just heard a little thunder. I thought it was going to rain, but it must have been something outside. It took me by surprise. So does age matter? Do you have a book on aging? Do you have a book on an experience as you go through your life? Remember yesterday we talked about every 7 years we go through a biological and physiological change? What do you have? Give me a call. 847-882-8717. And now, while I'm on that path, and then you're part of the Kathy Watson Consortium. I don't walk in front of you or in back of you. I walk alongside of you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Ah, what a noble profession. Our mission and purpose is to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. www.ironworkers.org. And there is a college affiliate. A new beginning, a new dimension in your life. Oh, that could be rewarding and fulfilling financially. It takes 4 years. First, you have to qualify. And then if you qualify as an apprentice, you go to school for 4 years. But you're working in the trade, the Dom Pérignon of trades, ironworking. And your pension is building, and your health care is building, and it follows you everywhere you go. And brotherhood, man, they watch each other's back. So what is it? College versus the Dom Pérignon of trade, ironworking. I worked out today, man on the elliptical, and then I let go. I'm at elevation 11. Now, you know what I did the other day? You know, sometimes I'm not the brightest bulb in the lamp. I took it up to elevation 20. I mean, I'm practically climbing straight up, like when I climb the presidential towers. I mean, but this is straight up, and I'm pedaling backward. And then I let go to test my balance. And I'm still pedaling backward, and my arms are out like I'm flying. Well, guess who has just a little bit of an ache in the small of her back? But I love to challenge me. I'm like Kushner in Paris, France. I will never take glamour out of aging. Do you hear me? And I'm an octogenarian. Oh, where did the time go? But I'm having fun with it now. Because when you read my cover story, when you read my accomplishments, if I didn't tell you I was an octogenarian, you would say, oh, she's got to be 30 years old. But here's the deal. You see, in my mind's eye, I am 30 years old because I was raised in the environment, oh, Katica, you're so young, you're so young. That's Catherine in Croatian. Oh, Katica, you're a baby, you're so young, you're so young, you're so athletic, you're so beautiful on the stage when you're performing, because I studied classical ballet at the age of 11 and toured at the age of 12. So when I'm on the elliptical and I'm challenging myself, I'm doing it for me. And to prove to all of you that I have that fire in the belly, nothing will change. It'll get better. Most people go through an exercise phase I never outgrew mine. No. I can't imagine starting a day without going through my exercise program. And yeah, I lift weights. Now, I have to admit, I'm not that crazy about it, but I know a working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So in reality, they're competing for the same energy. I'm investing in me. Oh, don't get me started on Medicare Part D. How dare they? They still haven't justified the late enrollment penalty. Hey, seniors, these are their golden years. And who are these people that want to take those golden years away from us? And listen to me, all of you that are 50 years old, and you now are ARP. There ain't going to be anything left for you if you don't invest in you. That's what I do at Hoffman Estates Park District. And you know, it clears my mind when I'm on the elliptical. I'm able to recite my litany that's about 15 minutes long. It's Shakespeare. It is Hamlet. It's Charlotte Pease. It is a whole plethora. I bargained with life for a penny. And life would pay no more, however I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for menials hire only to learn dismayed that any wage I asked of life, life would have willingly paid. Unknown. From Think and Grow Rich, absolutely the most incredible Napoleon Hill. I hang on to his every word. And you're going to hang on to the every word in all of the books that I told you about. I'm an advocate. Part of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Don't sit back and sigh. You're going to call this number, 800-998-0180. That's the legislative hotline to reach your elected officials. And it is designed, you'll be sent to your officials by your area code. They want our money. Why can't we close this big divide? We the people. You want a copy of that? Get in touch with me. This is the year to unleash the power of our voice and our choices. You see, it's important for you to know that if you're under the age of 60, oh, by the way, then I'm old enough to be your mama. And if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And all of these elected officials, I think they're good on intention, but lousy on execution. And I can't, that's a whole new other show. But you got to get involved. Now, if you want to volunteer, write letters, make phone calls, be part of the good fight, darlings, there won't be anything left for you. I'm telling you. If you want to volunteer, the key to their success, they are essential advocates to preserve, protect, and defend Social Security and Medicare to fight to improve benefits for all generations. I'm volunteering time. My time on my show. The grassroots advocacy works to ensure that seniors have economic security and affordable health care in retirement, and families of all ages have benefits they can depend on. You see, I want to close the big divide. Hey, all of you officials, we want your pension plan, your health care, and your insurance. Or you jump over and take our Social Security and Medicare. By the way, I opened it to conversation, to dialogue, with a gentleman who is running for the governorship of Illinois. I ain't heard from him yet. And, oh, I think they stopped sending me their emails. 2014, the year to invest in you. The body and the brain don't age. Get to the gym. Get to the Park District. Log on heparks.org. The senior centers, the libraries. Your brain becomes like sludge. Your blood does. If you're not exercising, if you're not hydrating, if you're not moving that body and the brain. And if you're not, you deserve the life you have. And you can't blame it on anyone because there is no blame. You want to blame? Pick up the mirror and say hello to the director of your life. June 5th. Did you get your tax refund yet? Be careful now with the scams that are out there, and I'll talk to you about that when I finish honoring and acknowledging my sponsors. Do you have a tax issue? Our CPA, Greg McIntyre, is beyond Dompérion. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Pick up that mirror again and take a look at you, because your skin and the glitter in your eye will tell me just how healthy you are in your thinking and in your body. And if you want to look at just how healthy you are, look at your plate. What's on your plate, the food that you're eating? The silver fox and I indulge in everything, but we also know how to neutralize free radical damage and how to detox our body. And I love steak, but I don't have to eat the whole cow. I love calf's liver. I eat eggs. We have our cocktails every single night. I just finished climbing 50 flights of stairs in 9 minutes. And I'm an octogenarian. Do you hold a very powerful, positive thought with undeniable energy? Are you toxic negative thinking? Then you get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Lifeline, Edith Nam. Brilliant. You could get acquainted with her, ENAMM.com. Log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. In May, did you have more month than money? Yeah, I know you're all getting a paycheck 9 to 5. But how would you like to, in addition to that, get a residual check every month in the four figures because you formed your own home-based business? And Lee Patrick did that with Shackley. And she didn't have to sell the farm. In many cases, you don't even have to have startup money, but you have to have a business plan. And that's where I come in. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. I'm walking hand in hand with Shackley and Lee, even though she left our world on May 1st. Now she is conducting her own home-based business in the heavenly skies. What a dynamic lady. You got to read her story in Choices. Log on www.leticia.myshackley.com. I've been using their products for over 30 years. Get this to be a family affair. Teach your children about finances. This is the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. I did it when I was 25. But it all goes back to, it's like aging. If you're afraid of aging, then you're afraid of everything. If you're not aging, you're pushing up daisies. Don't you get it? You are multi-talented. Don't deny the world what you have to offer. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And log on to my web, kathywatsonspeaks.com. And call me at 847-882-8717. You know, it's our choice. You could age like a granny, wrinkled granny old geezer.
Ain't nothing going to change in my life because, see, this is the way I always did it and I ain't going to change.
Well, we salute you. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. That's fine with us. You see, those that soar with eagles, you know, sometimes it could be lonely. Because there aren't too many soaring with eagles, they're running with the herd. Don't you want, we don't know how long our life is going to be, but don't you want it to be stronger and lighter and really all together? You have a plan? I don't care what your age is. It's party time. Yeah, you heard me. And this has to do with aging. It's party. And laughter. Laughter is one of the elixirs of youth. Have you ever seen a good-looking, grumbly person? You can't even get a smile out of them. Oh, because they're down in the valley. You want to pitch a tent? Go ahead. Release these people, release these toxic people from your life. And it may be a little lonely until you find the ones that are on the same page with you. You see, even if you're not married, or you're not getting married, or buying a house, or starting a new job, throw a party. Throw a party. And then, as you get older, when you're approaching 50, are you fabulous or feeble? This is what one rabbi said. How to thrive through life's transitions coming in 2015. The joy of knowing that you're mature is when you finally know when to shut up and to listen with intensity. And as you go on in life, write a journal like I did. Because your life is a story you have lived to tell. You see, when I was in Africa, I wrote a journal. And the minute you say Africa to me, I see me traversing the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, watching the migration of the wildebeest. Watching a mama hippo coming at us. We didn't see her little baby. And we're in a van. Boy, did we get out of there in a hurry. Now you're 50 years old. But again, I have to ask you, are you 50 or fabulous or feeble. Dare to be ageless for life. I wrote this in 1980. I was 64. And this was in the one of the newspapers in Florida. I am the anti-aging spokeswoman for the new millennium. And this is the article that they put. I'm looking at it right here. Congratulations, you made it. You're a survivor, you're over 50, but wait, are you over 50 and fabulous or feeble? I don't have no way of knowing what your answer will be, but I do know this. And this is the gospel truth. What gets worse with age gets better with exercise. That may be the closest thing we have to an anti-aging pill. And it goes on, talking about activity. And then I give some of the benefits. Exercise can help bring the most out of your genes, may help to reduce the effects of depression, may help to reduce stress, may help to reduce stress while exercising. And hey, exercising, you ready for this? Enhances romantic, intimate moments, the juice of life. Hey, we're not over the hill yet. If you're exercising regularly, bravo. What is the best exercise in the whole world? Call me, email me, let me know if you know. But you've reached 50. And then as you're going through your 50s, you could start to cross some annoying things off your list. How about an entrepreneur? Even at 60, 70, 80, I'm still climbing higher on the path of life that has no end. Only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals, and vistas to enter. My emotional intelligence is peaking. But not really. There is, no, once you've peaked out, another door opens. Another door opens. And I've made many memories. And I love to go back. And then there are women from ages 17 to 100. I'm looking at a gorgeous 84-year-old, Tippi. Actress and activist. And then here's Agnes. She's 100 years old and she's still teaching. Children, they're our future. And then a yoga instructor, Teo Lynch, 95. And there's Jessica at 73. Amatica, let go of your stranglehold on youth. I love them. I love them. I want you to remember, your life is a story. You have lived to tell. Do you have that fire in the belly desire to share your creativity, your spirituality, your memories? Great. Then let's get started. Your life is a lake of memories to cherish, to embrace. And the older we get, we tend to be better at seeing the upside of stressful or negative situations. And hold on to your friendships. They never get old. A friendship true is like pure gold. It won't wear out because it's gold. And learn to listen, to hear. Give the talker your undivided attention. I don't care if you're retired, an entrepreneur. You, my dear, have the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be who you are. What are you and where are you going? Remember to listen in tomorrow morning at 6:30 and is bridging the future. A dynamic, powerful show. Iron workers, what a noble profession. Who embraced impact. And you'll learn all about it tomorrow. Until then, au revoir. Mm-hmm.